Whenever that track's playing, I have to keep myself from singing Mary J. Blige's part, which no one really needs to hear right now. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope your Thursday afternoon is wrapping up well. Hope you've had a lovely day. My guest this hour has certainly had a lovely day. Celebration Freedom Day. Juneteenth Day. Her name is Marcelia Nicholson. She's the county board chairwoman here in Milwaukee County. You were my boss for a period of time, basically.
You know, you were my favorite to work with. I was just talking. I have a new communications person, and I was just telling her how the board meetings just aren't the same without you. You had such a big presence, and you would just light up the room.
You never knew what exactly I was going to say.
You never knew. You were just brilliant, you know.
Well, thank you for that.
we really miss you.
And you and I got to talk about our shoes a lot,
yes.
Which was fun. We would text each other photos of our fabulous shoes that we happened to be wearing in the county board meetings, which was good fun.
We would coordinate outfits on special days.
Yes.
Yes.
And I speaking of the county, and I wanted to start to unpack some of the I think complexities and challenges within the justice movement for and about Black women, right? One of the reasons that I was so excited to have you on and our other amazing guests, we've got Sabrina Madison from the Progress Center for Black Women, Dana Pelabon from the RCC Sexual Violence Resource Center, and Elle Halo from Trans Consulting joining us all in the second hour. But the reason that I wanted to have this fabulous lineup of Black women is that the systemic challenges for Black women in this country are really acute, and yet all of the justice movements in this country would never have succeeded, would not have happened without Black women. And you and I worked together at the county to address some of that, right?
Yeah.
And you continue that work. You were the catalyst, really the originator of Milwaukee County's historic declaration of racism as a public health crisis. We were the first jurisdiction in the country to do that. You did that, Marcy, so yeah.
Thank you for
your work. But a couple of the challenging moments that you and I confronted were specifically about intersectionality.
Yeah.
Right? And folks not understanding what that means. And while people seemed receptive to talking about race, there was a lot of pushback, and it came primarily from white men,
yes,
about expanding that and expanding our understanding about what justice and equity truly means,
right,
and fully trying to get our arms around what Kimberly Crenshaw termed as intersectionality.
Right.
So if you can you just share with people what is intersectionality? And if you are someone that's in movement, believes in the cause of justice and human dignity and equity, why you got to get your arms around this?
Absolutely. So it's, you know, thinking about when we talk about equity, we sometimes focus on race, but we don't also think about gender. We don't think about class and how that intersects with that racism. So for instance, me as a Black woman who also grew up poor, I have three things batting against me. It's not enough to combat racism. We also have to address patriarchy, and we also have to address economic inequality. I'm at the bottom of the totem pole. It's been said that there's no one more disrespected, more hated than a Black woman. So that's what we mean when we talk about intersection. It's are we looking at all the areas, all the layers to oppression that people are feeling? If you're a Black trans woman, right, that intersection, you're even lower on a totem pole. You're even more disrespected because now you're battling homophobia, transphobia. So it's, you know, it's multi-layered. And unfortunately, we live in a society where we're running away. We're attacking DEI. We're attacking race theory. We're attacking that anti-political wokeness, where we have this new anti-political wokeness or this political correctness. Folks just don't want to think about what people are battling. So
yeah.
It's tough, Maggie. It's hard.
I have this t-shirt that says privilege.
Yes.
Assuming that simply because you didn't experience something that it's not real,
right?
white folks, white men, but white women, and I want to get into this, the relationship, the wonderful support that white women can and should meet to help elevate our Black sisters and brown sisters, especially in the workplace, but why that can be particularly challenging, the failures of feminism to really think about and center Black women in that movement.
Absolutely.
It's so important. But when we look at this, one of the things that I saw you experience as the leader of the county board was white men telling you about what justice is. White right. men, and you know exactly the two I'm talking about, but talking to you yes. like as if they were teaching you something yes. about how systems oppress.
Yes.
It was shocking.
Oh yeah, white men who grew up in affluent communities, white men who never, whose parents never had to choose between a light bill and a medical bill or putting food on the table. I'm someone with lived experience that informs the work that I do. So to have to battle specifically white men who've been privileged since the founding of this country, it's angering. It angers me. But I'm going to continue to push because that's what we have to do. And Maggie, you're one of those allies. And I thank you. I thank you for always sticking up for me, too.
You've had my back. I will always have yours. That one you can take to the bank, my friend. We're going to continue this discussion when we come back. I've got Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman, fearless leader, and BS caller, Marcelia Nicholson. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Juneteenth, everybody. Stick with us. We'll be back with more after the break.